And now a ghost story 100 years in the making, the Penn Ghost Project. Kimberly Haas reports.
In 1883, the University of Pennsylvania received a strange commission.
Yeah, 1883-84. That wasn't called the Penn Ghost Project back then. It was called the Seabrook Commission back then.
That's Justin McDaniel, professor of religious studies at Penn.
A wealthy donor wanted Penn professors and scientists to study ghosts, the existence of ghosts, seriously, and offer a report to prove or disprove. And it was high level. It was, you know, heads of the med school, the provost at the time, deans.
Absolutely. These were the major minds of the nation, in a way, and certainly of this university, who took on the responsibility of doing a formal study of what they called modern spiritualism.
John Pollock is a librarian in the Kislak Center, which houses rare books and special collections at Penn.
This was a big deal. It was an important civic project.
You would have the front page of the Inquirer say, group at Penn investigates the existence of ghosts. And so, like, this was news at the time.
From the New York Times, 1884, February 14th,
newspaper coverage helped the researchers find stories for their investigation.
Dear sir, having some experience, I offer myself for examination as a writing medium to the Seabrook Commission.
They interviewed mediums, they interviewed people about their experience with ghosts, and tested them. So tested them, the ability to talk with people at a distance or automatic writing.
April 16th through Miss Fox with the alphabetical rod. Dear sir, I am pleased with this new mode of communication. Signed, Benjamin Franklin.
And overall, there's like, we have absolutely no proof.
Yes, despite the efforts of the university's foremost researchers, their thorough methods, and meticulous documentation, they found nothing.
So it wasn't the report that Mr. Seabrook wanted.
Fast forward to the 21st century, and Justin McDaniel is involved in ghost research of his own.
I've written extensively about protective ghosts in Thailand and Laos. I think our ghost stories and our horror stories you grow up with in the United States, at least, is that ghosts are menacing and haunting. And we find in many cultures that's the exact opposite, is that these are people you can enlist their help in curing diseases, you can enlist their help in helping you through emotional difficulties.
Marjorie Mecca is a professor in Penn's School of Nursing. She says understanding cultural beliefs surrounding ghosts is important to her field as well.
In palliative care and end-of-life care, whether or not the dying see or fear being a ghost or wannabe or whatever, their survivors very often we'll talk about seeing that person appear afterwards. And the nurse is there. The nurse gives family support. So they're likely to be privy to some of these stories that otherwise people don't talk about much in public.
About a year ago, McDaniel and Mecca became aware of others at Penn with similar ghostly interests.
What we discovered that there was at the first six people on campus who did active research on
history of science,
ghosts,
nursing,
art history of ghosts, sociology of ghosts, sociology of belief, psychology of fear. So there was all of us on campus doing this study.
Unlike the original Seabrook Commission, they're not out to prove or disprove the existence of ghosts.
The idea is to look at the social phenomenon that is belief in ghosts. Even if ghosts are not a physical reality, that they're clearly a sociological reality.
So that's the current status of the Penn Ghost Project. But what about all the materials from the original commission? That brings us back to John Pollock in Penn's rare books collection.
We have their collections. It's not the kind of thing ordinarily that would have ended up in a library like that of the University of Pennsylvania. For someone studying 19th century American culture, this is, I think, not an oddball collection, but a very central one.
The Penn Ghost Project is organizing outings to ghostly sites in Philadelphia and is planning an oral history collection of ghost stories across cultures and generations. For The Pulse, I'm Kimberly Haas.